After breakfast. Somewhere else in the time spectrum, sweet morning drips from the line, white yogurt to ease my throat. I caught it on a nail, I almost said thorn, although it was your eyes that caught my breath and made me pause. Appeased by food, I was attacked by resentment, and became something else wrong with the world I wasn't born to get it right, I muttered through tense teeth, knowing that we should fight for what we love, not our 20 years since Frank O'Hara died. In this world of intersecting manifolds of power and circulation, it's simply good that after images that change or remain in the night or day should keep flowing and never be the same twice, the flower's metamorphosis to the flood, i.e. the poem, which is the opposite of an arc but sings at your gate against the iridescent pages of modernism descending a staircase or starting a car forwards in the garage of the 20th century, which looks unlikely but is the only way out. This is not literally true, but I have chosen all the statements freely, and do not a prison make even when hallucinations hover round my heart and ears at night, or by day become coincidences of such beauty I could weep at not believing in horoscopes.